When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Me and AU, Episode 10, Real People.
I don't know why I suggested it, okay? We were having such a good time, and the episode was so good, and the video chat program was right there on my desktop. For a second, it seemed like a really great idea. And then the call started going through. It's amazing how many excuses to hang up you can think of in 10 seconds. My mom just walked in. My internet died. The house is on fire. I'm having a heart attack. I thought about using all of them. All at once, even. But then the video connected, and it's funny how you can have a picture of someone in your head, even when you don't know what they look like. Some stuff I knew for sure, like the person in the picture should have black hair and brown eyes. She should be kind of tall, and she should really like cardigans. But I'd had a lot of details to fill in on my own, like the pitch of your voice or the way you'd move your hands. Or your smile, and when the video loaded and you were there on the screen, smiling at me for real, that was better than anything I'd imagined.
Hello?
Ella! Hi!
Kate!
Hey!
Hi!
Hi!
Hi.
Shush. You're a real person.
Thanks. You too. I
still
can't believe
your
that happened.
Night?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. It's fine.
Go ahead.
No, never mind. What were you saying?
I just can't believe I didn't see that coming.
Oh, yeah. The kiss. Yeah.
That kiss.
I can't believe I thought they were going to have her hook up with the rotten gun club guy.
I feel like I'm trying to replay every episode in my head all at once.
Right? God, I'm trying to think of what other woman Jody's talked to.
Oh my God. Fairyland!
Oh my God. You mean with the queen? And
Your Majesty.
How did I think that was sarcasm?
I need to look up the gifts. Jody made eyes at her, didn't she?
Oh my god, she totally did! And the face touch?
The face touch! Kate, we were fools.
It was really all out there, wasn't it?
Do you think I have to turn in my gay card for missing this? Or do they send someone to our houses to take them back?
Maybe it's just a gay demerit system. We could, like, pay a gay fine or something. Anyway, if having a good gaydar was a requirement, I would have gotten my license revoked in high school.
To be fair, though, does anyone have a good gaydar in high school?
I mean, I couldn't even tell I was into girls until, like, 2 years ago. So I'm not the person to ask.
Ooh, is this a story?
Only an embarrassing one. Oh, my gosh.
That's a great genre.
All right. Okay. All right. So there was this girl in one of my English Lit classes, and did you know you can go for coffee with someone a lot of times before you realize you're on a date?
Oh, no.
I figured the hand touching and arm grabbing was just because she was, like, touchy-feely and kind of easily excited.
Oh, no, Kate.
Yeah. I'm an actual fanfic, if you didn't realize. I'm like IRL. A fanfic disaster waiting to happen.
So what happened then?
She offered to walk me home one day, right? Which, like, yeah, again, there were signs! And then she asked, you know.
What?
So she asked if she could kiss me. I got it. At that point, I got what she was getting at. I just want to say, to defend myself, just so you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
If I'd known about it ahead of time, I would have, I don't know, freaked out a lot. Like, a lot. But in the moment, it was just this yes or no question. So, yeah. And I learned some stuff about myself.
Whew. That's a good kiss.
It did what it was supposed to do.
Is she still your girlfriend?
Oh, man. We actually didn't even go out that long. It turns out that English class was the only thing we really had in common.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah, I basically had to come out to my mom so I could call and be sad at her about the breakup. I mean, you know, it was fine. And now you know my whole embarrassing gay backstory.
No, that's a cute story.
You're a cute story. I mean...
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
You should! God, sorry. Be right back. I'm just gonna be under the desk for the rest of my life.
Do you want to know how I figured out I was queer?
Is it also at least some kind of embarrassing?
Sailor Moon fan fiction.
What?
Uh-huh.
Really? Like, really, really?
Even at a young age, I just had a lot of feelings about Sailor Jupiter.
Yeah, that kind of figures, honestly.
Are you trying to say that I have a fictional type?
I mean, I have been reading a lot of your book recommendations lately, dude.
Okay. To be fair to me, it's a really great character type.
So how old were you when, you know, you knew?
9 or 10, I think.
Damn. So pretty much always, huh?
Yes and no. I think I knew there was something a little different about me, but it didn't really have any shape to it at first. Is that making sense?
Yeah, no, a lot, actually.
Okay, good. It's strange to think about, but if we didn't have the internet, I don't know where I would have found the words I needed. I've tried to imagine either of my parents saying queer and God, no.
Are they not... Sorry, is that too personal?
Oh, no, they're fine, actually. It's more like when I got my first period, my mom handed me a pamphlet from the doctor's office on our way to work, and that was our whole conversation.
Yikes. Good instructions, at least?
We just aren't a family that talks like that, and most of my friends were only children. No older siblings to mine for information. If I had to ask questions about myself offline, I'm not sure where I would have gone.
So, Sailor Moon fic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to ask.
I shipped Sailor Jupiter and Mercury.
Nice. That's a classic, right?
Oh, hell yeah. It was a good pairing if you wanted a lot of material. I think I must have read through at least 3 or 4 fan archives.
God, choice in fanfiction. What's that like again?
At least Selkirk's hit double digits in fanworks now. That's more than I can say for some of the books I read.
Do you think we need to do recruitment? Like, really small towns do when they want doctors to come set up shop?
500 words of Tony/Garrett fiction a week, and all of this can be yours.
Everything the light touches shall be your kingdom. All this being...
extremely detailed compliments.
From at least 5, but no more than 13 people.
We can be numerically vague.
And we can throw in free coffee at 1 extremely specific location in Western Canada, and only when my manager isn't watching.
Hotter iced.
Dealer's choice.
Well then.
We roll out the red carpet here in the Selkirk fandom.
I could throw in another free coffee if they're ever in 1 very specific location in Ontario.
I like it. So, does that mean you're paying when we see each other next month, or...?
Oh, that's what this has been all about. I see. Pretty sneaky.
Yep. Free coffee. Mm-hmm.
Ugh, you get free coffees at work.
I'm gonna be unemployed by then. It's a long con.
I feel so used.
At least you get the pleasure of my company.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm going to remember you said that when I'm ordering extra whipped cream. Huh?
We're going to get coffee.
Is this a joke about the barista thing?
No, just... I don't think that felt real before. Not all the way.
Oh.
Sorry, was that weird to say?
No, I know what you mean. I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too.
Hey, Ella?
Huh?
What? I think I just got a really great idea for a fic.
Ooh, tell me more.
Okay, remember in episode 6 when we saw that family of jackalopes in the woods? So, like, what if we saw the jackalopes running...
Me and AU is a Procyon Podcast Network production. You can find transcripts for every episode of the show, as well as information about our other podcasts at procyonpodcasts.com.
The voice of Kate is Philomena.
The voice of Ella is Alisa Park.
We've got a bunch of new patrons to thank this week. So thank you to Des D, Dominique Silvasa, Jalen Hartwin, Bellamy Hart, and Danny for becoming $5 patrons. In wild news, as I record this on Monday night, we are $1 $5 or about $3 $2 patrons away from having to make a full cast pilot episode of Selkirk. Yeah. If you're interested in continuing to call my bluff, You can find our Patreon at patreon.com/meandau. This episode was written and produced by Andrea Clausen, with sound design by Aaron Bauman. Our theme song is by Samantha Jean Rivers, logo by Alex Yoon. Find us on Twitter and Tumblr at meandaupod. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I got this really strange email last night.
I need to see what's going on with this mystery file.
Hey, it's a map of a town called Ocean Bay.
Someone sent these images to you for a reason.
I'm so lost right now.
When was the last time you chose a direction and followed it?
I'm going to Ocean Bay.
We don't get many tourists this time of year.
Ocean Bay is a friendly town, but we're not that friendly.
I never sent you an email. I don't even know you.
And why exactly are you here?
The map is the reason we're here.
Maps help when you're lost.
Do you know what a trap street is?
Trap streets aren't real. They don't exist.
Don't trust anyone unless they give you a reason to trust them.
I think he's dead.
How could so much damage happen to a human body in such a short period of time?
What the hell is going on here?
From the creators of Strange Air, this is Trap Street.
So maps can have secrets.
Yes, maps can have secrets.